This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen carefully, friends. Just seen a post this morning sent to the real Donald Trump on Twitter. By a guy named John Cooper. He said, the caravan isn't walking to the United States of America. He said, they only walk for the cameras. Listen carefully, America. I was just talking to Michael Roach from Before It's News, right before the radio show today. And he said, do you remember back under Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration that they passed a bill to legalize propaganda? Just think about that, America. You have your government that passes a bill that legalizes propaganda. And boy, have the American people been having a heyday with that. But listen to this. This tweet goes as follows. The caravan isn't walking to the United States of America. They only walk for the cameras. Nope, because they have to, like Mr. William Randolph Hearst rightly said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. You take the pictures, and I'll create the propaganda, and I'll sell it to the people. I'll make the Kool-Aid. I'll put a little sweetener in there so they drink it down. And that's exactly what the American people are doing today. Well, what are you talking about? Well, this tweet goes as follows by John Cooper. The caravan isn't walking to the United States. They only walk for the cameras. Then it has a picture of all of these illegals that are encouraged and drawn and allured into the United States of America by corrupt mayors, friends, felons that are masquerading as mayors, alluring them into the United States of America. They're well-fed. They're taken care of. They're shipped here in trucks and in buses. And the average age of each man is 25 to 40 years old. Military age. There's not many kids and there's not many wives. See, what people are not paying attention to, friends, is the fact that for years, your government, for those that have not figured this out yet, it's your government that has been working for a long, long time, America, to dissolve your borders to make one continent. To make one, right? Remember what George Soros said, you know, the criminal, the international criminal that has free reign in America to do what he wants at will? Because your government fails, because you fail to prosecute this international criminal for who he is and what he intends to do to the United States of America? This is the guy that said the only obstacle to a new world order is America. This is why all these illegals are coming into America, friends. But they're only coming because you're allowing corrupt politicians, as they're getting wealthy off your ignorance, to work for special interest groups to tear away at the borders. This is all nothing but a show It's a dog and a pony show, friends. That's all it is. Your government, again, has been working for a long time to dissolve your borders to make one continent. And by the way, it's not just, friends, don't forget to pay attention, take heed to what I'm saying next. It's not just the southern border that's being invaded. It's also the northern border. Pay attention to what's going on. Young, angry gangbangers march towards the United States yelling, "Vamos para a la Trump." Now, besides gang members and mobs of young, angry men, the Central American caravan making its way into the United States also consists of Africans, Bangladeshians, Indians, Sri Lankans, MS-13, ISIS, and so on and so forth. There's an organization called Judicial Watch, which is covering the crisis from the caravan, friends, that originated in the northern Honduran city of San Pedro Sula, includes a multitude of special interest aliens, SIA, from the countries listed above, as well as other criminal elements and gang members. Huh, that's interesting. So it's like someone is putting this together by design to cross into America to do what they intend to do without any consequence. Exactly. Again, keep in mind, it's your said representatives, friends, that are alluring them into the United States of America. Right? I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what was going on here. See, what's happening concerning this crisis that, again, is designed, friends, to do what it's going to do from the Guatemalan-Honduran borders this week is it's observed that the popular mainstream media narrative of desperate migrants, many of them women and children, which we can't seem to find, by the way, seeking a better life is hardly accurate. Of course, remember what I said. They use totalitarian methods, friends. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then when the cameras are on the scene, they cry victim status. And we can already see what's happening in the United States of America concerning those that the American people have allowed, with the allurement of the said churches in America, for those that did not know, to come into America. And what's the first thing they do, friends? Once they get here, these poor victims, they begin to attack our system within. And then what do they do? Secondly, they begin to seek out positions in representative positions to work for what? Well, the government and that the law that they intend to put in place, namely Sharia law. We just had over 90 Muslims run for office, friends. In the state of Minnesota alone, we had four of them win the primaries just in a month and a half ago. So don't tell me it's not happening. But again, friends, when we go back to the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it tell us? Exactly what's happening. Exactly what I've been telling you is going to happen. And here we are. And don't give me none of that, Bradley. Are you trying to play the prophet? Are you trying to be this? Are you trying to play that? No. It's like the mall map. When you go into the mall, you look at the screen as you're looking for a store to go to, and it says, you are here. Well, guess what? That's what history teaches us. But we have to know history before we can detect what's going on in the present. And the best way to predict what's going to happen in the future is to turn around and look at what happened in the past. And this is what the American people need to understand that I'm doing 24 hours a day, friends. Literally, at times, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 20 years later, trying to wake and shake up the American people to the state in which you're in. And by the way, the message is, you're in trouble, America, and you can see it coming. Now what do all of those that stand obstinate have to say now? We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News for the broadcast. Thank you for your trust. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And friends, why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. John 14:6, read it when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 11:1, read it when you get a moment. 1 Timothy 2:5, read it when you get a moment. You know, when I highlight what I'm highlighting right now, there's people out there that get angry with me. Matter of fact, I even have supporters that get angry at me for staying to what matters the most, with sticking to the topics, with sticking to the Word of God and the Constitution. They get mad at me for calling out corruption for what it is. Because, well, after all, the new administration has on their favorite jersey. You know, they're looking for an excuse to stay in their sin. See, they say they fear God, as the Bible says, but they serve other gods. That's called a hypocrite, a pretender. But I wanted to make sure that you understood the heat that I take here. I was just sharing with my friend right before the radio show today. I said, it's interesting. I said, if I got my hair cut, put on a nice suit, and told people everything they wanted to hear, I'd be a millionaire 25 times over. I said, but the truth of the matter is, this is not my will. It's not my call. And without the Spirit of God, which called me to this work, I can't do a thing without Him. Just like Paul said, I can do nothing by myself. He's exactly right. With that again said, friends, I'm talking about what's going on right now in the United States of America. The illegals that are being allured in Friends, to further solidify one of my points, is it not interesting to you, friends, that the media, the CIA-controlled media, is playing to the sympathies of those that are coming into your country illegally? And is it interesting that the CIA-controlled media is also playing, if indeed you call them out for who they are and what they are, then they'll begin to browbeat you? That's your media working for those that mean to destroy your country. So let me say this. If you get angry about what I'm telling you, that's your problem, not my problem. Thomas Paine said, if there be trouble, let it come in my time. The trouble's here today, America. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Let me reiterate the point with facts behind them. You are under attack today like you never have been before. Isn't it something, we have all these illegals coming in through the southern border, and we have the President of the United States of America, along with Ted Cruz, which, by the way, Ted Cruz's wife has been working on NAFTA for how long? Drawing thousands and tens of thousands of people in the same time that illegals are coming into the United States of America. Is that called distraction? You bet your bottom dollar it is. Is it called stupidity on the behalf of the American people? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. How many times do you need to be played the dupes of ill-designing men? How many times do you need to be played by them? How many times do you need to be caught up into the same exact cycle that you were caught up into 4 years ago, and 8 years ago, and 12 years ago, and 14 years ago, and 16? It's the same game being played out, and that's why it's so simple to see. Let me go back to this. Young, angry men and gangbangers march toward U.S. yelling, "Vamos para a la Trump." There are also large groups of men, some with criminal histories, aggressively, listen carefully, aggressively demanding that the U.S. take them in. Aggressively demanding that the United States take them in. What happens if you go over the southern border illegally, friends? You are imprisoned. You are imprisoned. You are deported. You are fined. But when you come into America, friends, everything is all-inclusive. Everything is all inclusive, man. You get welfare. That means you get cash money. You get food stamps. You get housing. You don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. Matter of fact, if you want to come in illegally, just come to one of our sanctuary cities, which are completely illegal in America. But again, America, you didn't know the difference. So they only do what they do because they know that you don't know the difference. And by the way, let's keep this into perspective, too. I'm not the one doing it. I'm not the one breaking the law. I'm the one making reference to the law that exposes those that you, America, seem to be okay with, because they're still free to do the things that they want to do. The American people don't want the answers, so many of them. They decry that they do. They call out that they want answers. But when it comes to putting rubber that meets the road, it's always someone else that needs to do it for them because they're unwilling to do it. It's like this. They love their country so much that they're willing to let others sacrifice themselves so they can remain a free people. Yep. See it all day long. See it all day long. There are large groups of men headed towards America with criminal histories, aggressively demanding that the U.S. take them in. What would blow them up? Friends, what would they be feeding into that they think that they can come into this country and demand anything? I'm curious. Well, look at the press. They know that the press is going to beat up anybody that dare talk out about who these people really are and what they really mean to do. If you want to know what's going to happen here in America, that's all you have to do is look over into Germany right now. Mrs. Merkel, the prime minister, the apple doesn't fall too far from Adolf Hitler's tree, literally the person of the year in America, by the way. They are now taking older people out of their homes and making way for the illegal Middle Eastern migrants that are coming into their country to house those people. You're also seeing the same thing happen in Minneapolis, St. Paul, to the Native Americans. This is a fact. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, friends. That prime minister over there in Germany is the one that slapped her flag, don't forget, and said Germany belongs to Islam. Look what's going on in France. Man, you want to talk about what they seen over there a couple hundred years ago concerning their French Revolution? You haven't seen anything yet, friends. Because this is going to happen on a global scale, and keep in mind, it's all a design. It's all by design. A lot of people are going to stand in front of the Lord that day on judgment, Hebrews 9:27. They're going to say, well, Lord, what did you want me to do about it? He's going to look down at you and say, same thing I had my son Jesus do. Same thing I had my disciples do. Same thing I had my apostles do. The same thing I had my prophets do. And the Lord's going to look at you and say, you never tested. You never tapped in to the reservoir of the things that I would do. Yet Scripture tells us, as Jesus said, you know, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. See what we have, friends, on a global scale? We have so many people that call themselves Christians. They call themselves believers. But guess what? This is what's just so ironic about everything. They don't believe. There's the irony. They don't believe in the very Christ that they say they believe in. Because if they did, they would call unto him because he promised that he would answer and show us great and mighty things in which we know not. See, but where they stop, just like Hudson Taylor said, every move of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. They don't like the difficult part. They don't want to bear the cross. See, they're believers up until the time the cross is laid to their back. And I see them all day long. And there's a lot of people out there that should know better concerning the things that I'm saying. And you know I'm talking to you. But you just go along because lest you offend somebody. Maybe that offense is the cross of Jesus Christ, do you think? I mean, again, you look at Paul, two-thirds of the New Testament, the writer of it. You know, he's the one that said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, whereby I am crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me. They'll have none of that. Believers that don't believe. Just think about that. Believers that don't believe. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. Groups of men, some with criminal histories, aggressively demanding that the U.S. take them in. Where are the Minutemen? Folks, as a matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution of the United States of America, you see that Minutemen, now called the National Guard or the militia, friends, you and I, friends, we are armed to what? Stop or repeal invasion. And guess what's beginning to happen, America? Invasion. And government, those that you have delegated power and authority to represent the people, they are there to work with the militia to stop and repeal invasion. Read the Constitution of the United States of America, friends, because we're in it right now. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump held an opioid bill signing as the FBI continues to investigate suspicious packages that were sent to Hillary Clinton former President Barack Obama, and CNN headquarters in New York. President Trump had an update on the situation.
As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight something real quick. We just heard it on the CIA-controlled media during the break there. The President of the United States of America talking about how a box was sent to the Clintons, and he called them despicable acts, and we will use all of our governmental resources, in other words, to find out who did this. First of all, I want to tell you this, friends. Doing high school assemblies across the country and colleges across the country, having street teams in Minnesota, five street teams in the Midwest area, doing the things that we were doing for the younger generation, being threatened by the homosexual community, even going so far as to bomb our ministry centers, to taking my house and putting it up online, where my cult following, my wife and my four boys reside. Death threats, emails with death threats. Some of the most hideous, sick-minded comments I've ever seen in my life. All sent to the FBI. Not one response. Not one response. Now, I got a question for you. The law is on my side, is it not? Of course it is. But yet the FBI did absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, they even found out where one of the phone calls and one of the emails came from. It came from Florida, okay? But we were never contacted one time about the responsible party, not once. But now that it's happening to the Clintons, we're told, which I don't believe it neither, friends. By the way, they have to put themselves in the victim position, too, because they're at war with the American people. There's no doubt about it. How many dead people are around the Clintons? I wonder if Donald Trump, who calls the Clintons, by the way, good people, who failed to bring prosecution of Hillary Clinton, again, not in that order, the other way around, he did call the Clintons good people after he won the presidency, right? But on the campaign trail, he told you everything you wanted to hear, lying Hillary, this, that, you belong in jail, so on and so forth, but he did absolutely nothing, okay? With that said, I just want you to put that into perspective right there. And you tell me what's going on behind the circus of politics. Who do they really work for, and what are they really a part of? They're going to call for a full-fledged investigation into someone allegedly sending a box to the Clintons. They have, what, over 200 dead bodies around their administration? Folks, from the governorship all the way to the top, we know about Clinton's crimes from the very beginning to the very present. What about a full-fledged, full-scale investigation into the Clintons for drug dealing in MENA and all those dead investigators around Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster, and the list goes on. What about a full-fledged investigation there, Donald Trump? No, because you're a part of the game, and the people in this country still haven't figured it out yet. When it comes to us peasants, the constituents, who cares about what we may do to you? You know, that's outside of, speaking of which, the harassment my ministry has gotten doing high school assemblies across the country, which everything is on film. Everything is on film, friends, sent to attorneys across the country. And if I was to begin to tell you the harassment that this ministry has gone through, you'd have a chill up your spine in 30 seconds. Because, yes, it is your government doing it to you. It is them that are warring against we the people. I shared that with you yesterday, talking about corruption and how it's all aimed at the American people. Period. They said it. I didn't say it. And that's one thing that's cool about this show is I'm not saying it, I'm just telling you what the deal is. But the problem they're having with a guy like me is I'm not going to just roll over in the face of the things that they do. And if every patriot in this country would stand up and do the same thing, we wouldn't be talking about, we wouldn't be magnifying the crimes of corruption in our government. We'd be talking about peace and righteousness within the gate because we love God enough to obey him by keeping his commandments and establishing judgment within the gate, Amos 5:15. But nope, that's out of mind and out of sight. A full-fledged investigation into whoever. We're going to use the full might and power of this government to find out who allegedly sent those boxes. Apparently, Donald Trump thinks that everybody has forgotten about what he said on the campaign trail. I want to tell you with my hand raised up right now, I am not one of them people. I am not falling for Donald Trump. I'm not falling for this administration. And if you are not to judge the fruit on his tree thus far, friends, then you deserve what you've got coming. It's just that simple. As a matter of fact, speaking of Donald Trump, I watched a video today, him talking about what I'm highlighting right now concerning these young, angry men and gangbangers coming over from Honduras and Guatemala into the United States of America, acting and suggesting that it's not his business to enforce the border laws and immigration laws in the United States of America. No, friends. These people have been led to believe that they can come in and aggressively demand that the United States take them in. Matter of fact, during a visit to the Guatemalan town of Chicumala, okay, that's what it says, Chicumala, about 30 miles from Honduran border, Judicial Watch encountered a rowdy group of about 600 men, aged 17 to about 40 years old, marching north on a narrow lane highway. Donald Trump said today, they're members of ISIS, they're members of the MSM-13, they're members of this. How does he know? This must be his intelligence that the rest of us haven't gotten because the media is telling us that they're victims and they need our help. So Donald Trump's telling us what the media is not telling us. And the question that I would lay to you is, how would he know that? How would he know that? And it's funny because he's talking to a reporter and he's telling this reporter to go in the center of the caravan and beginning to identify who they are. Well, you're telling them, Donald Trump, to go identify who's in the caravan. How is it that you are so apt to tell us who's a part of that caravan? I'm curious. Among them was a 40-year-old Honduran man who previously lived in the United States for decades. He got deported, but he's coming back. He got deported, but he's coming back. He got deported because he's being lured in. Man, who's not going to go into the United States? Look at they're willing to give us on the backs of the taxpayers, right? This 40-year-old man, his English was quite good, and he said his kids and girlfriend live in the United States. Another man in the 30s contradicted media reports that caravan participants are fleeing violence and fear for their lives. He said, we're not scared. No. Look at the way they're dressed, friends. They got brand new clothes on, brand new T-shirts. They're being fed. They're being trucked into the United States of America. He said, we're not scared. He said, waving his index finger at others around him, not in agreement. They weren't scared at all. We're going to the United States of America, said he, to get jobs. To get jobs. Others chanted, we're coming, Trump, as they clenched their fists in the air. We need money and food, said a 29-year-old man who made the trek with his 21-year-old brother. What did he just say? Oh, I love it. I just love knowing what I'm telling you is the truth. What is it? We're coming to America for money and for food. Don't forget about schooling. Remember what I said during the last segment? It's all inclusive. Everything. Hey, man, you'd be a fool not to go into America. Yep, that's how they have been enchanted, friends. They're being enabled as they are being allured through the best of everything. And if you think I'm kidding, go and look at the $1.3 trillion bill that Donald Trump signed that many of you Trumpites don't want to look at because you know that if it did, it would destroy your idol. And by the way, that is my job. Remember Gideon, the first thing that he was called to do? Go tear down your father's altars. And isn't it interesting the response? They wanted to kill Gideon for obeying God. Yep, that's exactly right. Nothing new under the sun here, is there? We want to go into America for money and food. As a matter of fact, they said, we are going into America, the United States, to get jobs. Who told them that they're getting jobs, America? What is it that you're not being told? Remember what I said during the first segments. Your government passed a propaganda bill, friends, to go ahead and tell you anything they want, and they cannot be held liable. Baloney. That is a usurpation of constitutional law. And anything that stands in contrast to the United States Constitution is null and void. Nugatory. Nugatory. Said Thomas Jefferson. A few claimed they heard about it on local news in Honduras. All of them said the caravan was not about politics, but rather about poverty. I just want to get back to the United States, said a 32-year-old man who admitted he has been deported from the United States of America twice. Why is he coming back? Because your government's not enforcing the law. And the President of the United States of America is on TV today talking about the safety of the American people. That if it's about the safety of the American people, then do your job and enforce the law against those that come in here illegally. And you might want to first return back to the $1.3 trillion bill that you signed, Mr. President, that you did behind March for Lives protest. That very weekend, he signed it. That was nothing but distraction and cover for him to sign the bill. And what did he say? I'll never sign another bill like this. And keep in mind, that bill was teed up in December of 2015 by Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan. And don't forget, Donald Trump kept on old Judas Paul Ryan, didn't he? Yes, he did. America, it's time to start getting real concerning what's going on in this country. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be again right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to read off the good news here again. And the good news is found in Deuteronomy verse 43, chapter 28. And it says, "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low." Now, it's interesting that these people within themselves have already told you that they are coming to America for your jobs. For jobs. Okay? They're coming for food and money. Okay? Who pays for that, America? You do, if you work. "And the Lord said, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." Well, you're already in the possession. You just have to maintain it. And that's, by the way, why these people are coming into the United States of America. And furthermore, you need to keep in mind, friends, many of these people hate your guts. They hate you. And I want to tell you why they hate you, and I want you to listen to me carefully. They hate you for what you've allowed your said representatives to do to their prospective countries. Let me say that again. That's why you're called the Great Satan globally. Because of what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do to their prospective countries. The corrupt politician creates a lie about a third world country. You drink the Kool-Aid through the CIA-controlled media, which keeps the world unstable. That's a part of the process, said John Stockton, former CIA deputy. They go over there, they do what they want with these third world countries, and then America, you act as if you're not a part of sowing and reaping. You're going to reap the whirlwind if you sow to the wind. You're going to reap what you sowed. And it doesn't matter. You know, God is just. I was just reading 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel because I want to understand the life of David. And I'll tell you what, since the day of his call, and even before that, by the way, since the day of his call, he endured nothing but warfare until he took his last breath. You know, isn't it interesting of Saul? It said that his heart was changed instantly. But with King David, he had to get to the throne. That's all Saul had to do. God changed his heart instantly because that's what the people wanted. They wanted a king to rule over themselves. So God gave them what they asked for, and he also told them what he would do. And he did exactly what the Lord said he was going to do. So Saul's heart's changed instantly. He's the king, right? And King David is anointed king, and it takes him 25 years to get to the throne. Which guy are you going to trust? Right? I trust the guy that's gone through the school of hard knocks to understand what it took to get there more than I would Saul. This is my point. There was a point in Scripture in Samuel 2nd, and David was appealing to the Lord. He had his ephod on, and he asked the Lord, why is it that, you know, I can't call upon you? What's withholding your answers from me? And the Lord told David exactly what it was. This is why I'm not intervening. This is why I'm not answering you people. It's what Saul did to this innocent people, the Amorites. And by the way, they were not a godly people. But God is still just. It rains on the just and on the unjust. It doesn't matter who you are. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. If you sow wicked seed, you're going to reap a wicked harvest. There's no in-betweenites. It's just how it works. So God was so just to see that the Amorites, the ungodly people, that David, that man after God's own heart, was used to go contact those people and say, what is it that you would have me do to make appeasement between you and us? And God saw that through King David. And after God did, through King David, what King David was willing to do through the commandments of the Lord, in justifying and righting the wrong, guess what? God opened the heavens up unto them people again. That's how just God is. He's not a respecter of persons. He's not going to show favoritism. And that's a good place to be if you're his kid. You know, so I found myself this morning saying, Lord, what is it that may hold me and you apart? And I know that it tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 that it's your sins that have separated you between you and your God. You know, and to add injury, add insult to injury in this country, you have the false prophets not telling you to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. Folks, Acts 20, verse 21, the list goes on. That's the message. Instead of them telling you that, they're telling you no. Put yourself under the covering of the new administration. Get on the Trump train. And I'm going to blow this thing open sooner or later here, friends. I'm giving this individual the opportunity to get on this radio show and to answer for what he's telling the American people. And he is leading a lot of people in the wrong direction. And by the way, you have people, friends, conservatives across the United States of America that are jumping on the same wagon. You know why? Because it appeals to their flesh. They don't have to do anything for God's blessing. I want to tell you something. Therein lies your problem. It's a crossless message, and if it's crossless, there's no power. Okay? The power of God is found within in the process and through the process of the cross. Knowing the power of God unto salvation comes with the cross, not without the cross. The message is repent, like it or not. Okay? With that said, it says this, and this is where you're at today, America. The mall map tells you today. And it shall come to pass as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Just like I told you earlier as to what's going on over in Germany. They are literally kicking people out of their homes in Germany to give way to Muslim immigrants coming into their countries. We're seeing the same exact thing happening in the United States of America today. In my backyard, it is happening. They are removing the Native Americans from their housing, and they're giving it to the Somalians that are coming in, friends. Okay? I want to tell you what this is all aimed at. In the eyes of wicked men, they think, again, they're having their way. Their plan is to bring in so many people that you're no longer going to be able to resist. Okay, that's what they want to do. And this is why they're trying to disarm you. This is why they're trying to allure them in at the same time, simultaneously. And it's exactly what they're doing, friends. But the fact of the matter is, this is what you need to hear. They want to make it so you cannot resist any longer. So when these people like these Hondurans and these Guatemalans and these Middle Easterns and these MS-13 and all these other people coming into the United States of America on the allurement, again, of your said representatives, they want to make it so you just fear and cry out to the government for more control. Do you not understand that this is all by design? They create the problem and they want to bring in the answer, right? And the answer always entails more control over you, the American people. And again, let me remind you, you are the government. You are the government. Watch the true story last night of Black Hawk Down. Again, being just in the sight of God, not being a respecter of persons. Black Hawk Down took place back in 93, and they sent over our Rangers and our military to basically go get some war boss over in Somalia. Okay, why that was, nobody knew. And, of course, the message that was sold to the American people is, you know, we were just feeding these people, and all of a sudden this war dog just came in and started taking away the food and feeding his armies and doing this, that, and the other thing. Okay. Of course they're going to tell us that story. They're not going to tell you that there's a civil war going on in Somalia and our government wants control over that government. They're not going to tell you that. But guess what, friends? That's exactly what it's about. We had no business whatsoever going into Somalia. Zero. Nothing. It was none of our business. There was a civil war going on. And again, let me remind you, we had no business going over there. But what did they tell you? Well, we were going over to save those people that were being slaughtered by their government. That's not your problem. It's humanitarian, really? Your government's telling you that? And 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day on the government sanction is murdering their own babies and you fall for it? And you took the bait? It's not about humanitarian effort and helping them people. They're killing their own. But that's what they want you to believe. But it was interesting to note, friends, those natives, those Somalians, they literally fought off our military. And the reason and the way they did that, friends, is because they were fighting a civil war which had nothing to do with America. And secondly, friends, what kicked out the military, the U.S. military and U.N. aid, as we're told, peacekeepers from Somalia during that time was armed resistance. Was armed resistance. Now, am I glad that anybody died there? No way. Nobody honors our military more than this boy. Nobody does. But the fact of the matter is, before we go fight wars, we might want to understand what we're fighting for before we get over there and get our butts kicked or our butts handed to us on the way out. The government's not going to tell you that. But you know what? You know what held them off, America? The military that was trying to take over in Somalia, namely our military. You know what? Again, handed their butts to them? An armed militia. Are you listening? I hope so. Love you about what we do. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.